Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Sincerely Your Best Friends. Today, we are talking about imposter syndrome.
Yes.
And all of that good stuff.
I feel like we all have some sort of experience with, whether it's dealing with people who deal with it or dealing with it yourselves. So, I think first we'll like technically define it. I found like this definition on some like Psychology Today website, and it's imposter syndrome is defined as an individual doubting their skills, talents, or accomplishments, and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud or a phony, which. Yeah, I read that definition at first and I was like, oh God, this is going to be a very internally insightful episode. Yeah, because
100%.
I am a huge sufferer of imposter syndrome, especially when it comes to like things I aspire to achieve.
Yeah. And I feel like it's really hard in this day and age because we're so influenced that like it's hard to be kind of true to who you are, and then like, are you doing the right thing? Are you like just doubting yourself in a whole other realm of like internal sabotage, basically?
Yeah, I feel like it kind of all like how like what you just said, but also like mixed in with like fear of what people are gonna say makes the perfect cocktail for you to feel like an imposter or phony, but really like no one else is thinking that. Like, I think we all think that other people are going to assume that like, who does she think she is writing a book, or who does she think she is posting TikToks, which that might be like a, like 12% compared to the rest of the people that are actually supporting you. So don't even bother like, with that, but we let it influence us too much to where we start kind of, I don't know the correct term I'm looking for, like directing ourselves down a path that might not be true to ourselves because we might feel too fearful of being made out to be a phony, even though you might not be being phony.
And I think like, I know I fall into this a lot, is like, I feel like people think that they have to have it all figured out. And like, for me, like posting on TikTok and like Instagram and everything, and you see even things related to the podcast, seeing other podcasts, TikToks or Instagram feeds, and they're like so aesthetic and so creative, and it's really hard to not compare yourself to that or try and do that, and you end up failing because you're not being true to who you are and true to your capabilities and creativity because it's hard to like get rid of that image that you've seen on like somebody else's feed, and it's hard to get rid of that and just focus like tunnel vision onto you and what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I think too, like with that, like sometimes you'll see like, oh, this person is an influencer, I can go do that. And then you'll be like, I want to get 100K views on my first video. And you set up this unrealistic goal that then you don't end up meeting and you end up disappointing yourself. But you actually set yourself up for that disappointment because you set yourself an unrealistic goal that was based off of someone else's success. And you don't know, like you might be looking at their 18,000th video and you're trying to make that your first one. So then you're disappointed in yourself, but it's not necessarily anything you did. It's just they have devoted more time to that craft than you are.
Yeah. But it could be like, I know like, exactly what you said. And then people think like, oh, this video is going to blow up. This video is going to blow up. And it doesn't. And then you get disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I think, yes, one out of 50 people, maybe even more than 50 people, that their one TikTok blows up and then they're like at the top of everyone's feed, on their For You page, everything like that. But you have to take it day by day and appreciate the little things. Like, ooh, I just got one follower today. Or like, I got two views. I got two likes, you know?
Yeah. Or this, like, I got one person to save my video. Like, it's all a comparison game. And especially with TikTok, I feel like you put this pressure on yourself to, like, make your videos go viral. Or, like, our podcast. Like, you want more and more listeners. But you're really trying to predict people's interests before you put the content out there. So if things aren't going viral, sometimes it's not anything because of like what you're doing. It's just like maybe that specific content isn't of interest right now. It could go viral in 4 weeks from now, four years from now. Like, it's just all about timing. And we're kind of like, as a society, we like had social media and it was like doing what you're doing right here and right now. And now we're kind of like trying to go back on the process and make it so we can predict what the people want and make content to adapt to that. And sometimes your predictions are off.
But if you look at it, like every person that goes viral, they're not copying every other person's video. You know, they're being unique and creative in their own way, and that's what makes them succeed and like stand out in a For You page or whatever.
I actually was reading this girl I follow from back home. She made a post about, I think she made it on Instagram, and she said like, if you could go follow me on TikTok, like I would really appreciate it because I felt like I found my corner of the internet there. And that really stuck with me because I think we all strive to like be this big, great thing. But sometimes just finding like your corner of the internet where everyone is so much like you is where you need to be. Sometimes that's all you should strive for is just finding a place where you're accepted to be who you are.
And those, like that small circle is there to support you, watch you succeed, not throw hate or throw anything at you.
Yeah.
That's why it's almost good to have it on like a small scale rather than large.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. I like don't know how I would handle if I if anything of mine blew up overnight. I would be like, okay, I got to hire someone to handle my phone because I'm not doing this.
Right. Like, I am doing 75 hard again.
Yes, and I saw that. I've been
posting, like, just to kind of keep myself motivated. And just, like, because I want to post more on TikTok, I think this is a great opportunity to get creative with videos and stuff. So I'm kind of, like, doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And, like, the other night I woke up and I got 15 followers. And then the next day I got like 10 more followers and I was like, what in the world is going on? Like, it's so cool seeing that people
like actually are interested in seeing what you're posting.
Yeah.
Enough to follow you.
Yeah.
To keep checking back. Like, that's amazing. No, I think, you're definitely, I saw that you were doing 75 hard again and I was, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Not that like you need to do it, but I just know like when you were doing it before, it was something that was so good for you and kind of like, I don't know, made you like fall in love with yourself a little more. And it was cool to see you. So I'm excited to watch.
Thank you.
The next 70, what, 3 days? What
day are you on? And I will say, and this is going to be a sidebar, if anyone's interested in doing 75 hard, I 100% recommend it, but I wouldn't use it as your form of like losing weight and like doing that stuff because it's very, it's a very mental challenge. Yeah. It's like called the mental toughness challenge for a reason because it's just like it's very beneficial and it pays off when you succeed. So I highly recommend it to anybody listening. I'm trying to get my mom to do it because I think she would like really benefit from it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't really need to go as extreme as like everything, but
yeah, I think if you're going to do like it. A 75 soft challenge floating around too. Yeah. You could always start with that if the 75 hard was too daunting.
Yeah. Cause it is a little crazy, but
yeah,
like, I'm a little crazy. So it works.
There's like people who it fuels and there's people like me, like I see two workouts a day and I'm like,
yeah,
that's not happening.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be helpful too, to kind of go into some characteristics. I wrote them down, some characteristics of imposter syndrome, because mm-hmm. as I was reading them, it became clearer to me that I do suffer from this.
Yeah.
And then I tell my husband about it and he says, oh yeah, like big time. Without me reading any of this, I told him I suffer from imposter syndrome. He's like, yeah, big time. I do too. So.
Okay. At least he does.
We both do.
I feel like everybody does.
Yeah. Especially in a time where everyone's success is like mashed in your face.
But yeah.
The first one I wrote down was fear you won't live up to expectations. And I think that that's a big one, because you could want to write a book and fear that it's not going to sell, or who's going to be interested in what I have to say. Like I keep mm-hmm. repeating that because you have a fear of not living up to the expectations that you either set for yourself, or you think that like your parents are setting on you, whatever. So you then don't strive towards that dream mm-hmm. because of that. Self-doubt. Check. Got that.
Yeah, check.
Check, check. We're down to two. I already talked about this one, but setting unrealistic goals and being disappointed when you fall short. I think there's a difference between being pessimistic and realistic. So I don't think you have to say, like, get one follower on TikTok. That can be your goal, but you also don't want to say get 1,000 followers on TikTok overnight. So meeting somewhere in the middle, like maybe saying I want to gain 400 new followers by March,
yeah.
that's a little more of a realistic goal. And the only way you're really going to succeed at achieving your goals is making it something that you know is achievable for yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't want to set up all these unrealistic things and then you feel like you've accomplished nothing, but really it's just you yeah. set yourself up for disaster there.
If I can chime in for a second. Yeah. On that one, I wouldn't, like you said, I wouldn't say like 400 followers overnight.
Yeah.
And like set it as a big goal that it ranges from, like, you don't even have to say by March. You could say right. like, just keep it open-ended, 400 followers.
Yeah.
And that's like the biggest thing with like manifestation is being specific.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I were to do it, I would say like put it on a vision board, but mm-hmm. don't like get set on that number, if that makes
yeah.
sense. Like
yeah.
don't be stuck on that number because it
yeah.
could take a year, could take 3 days, you know, you never know.
Right. Like if come September and you've reached, if your goal was to get 400 followers on anything
mm-hmm.
and you've reached 350, that's still a yeah. very big achievement and you mm-hmm. should be patting yourself on the back for that.
Yeah.
And then another characteristic of imposter syndrome is attributing your success to external factors, which is something that I do a lot with work. If I am being praised for anything, I'm like, oh, well, it's like, that study got a lot of coverage because of the time we pitched it, or
mm-hmm.
because of more of the data than anything I did. And I really don't give myself the opportunity to be proud of stuff. I always resort to like, there must be some external yeah. factor that contributed to the success of this rather than something I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I need to get a lot better at for sure.
And I wanted to dive more into this about like work
mm-hmm.
and how I know we both do a lot of like forward facing stuff
mm-hmm.
that like for me, I do proposals and I do like social media, whatever, and events and whatever. But proposals are like the biggest thing where like it all falls on me. Mm-hmm. And like the one that I just did, I got, great job, Jenna. Like that was a great proposal, blah, blah, blah. But to me, I'm like, it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't proud. I mean, I was proud of what I did, but I wasn't like, yeah, this is going to win our job. I mean, right. I'm going to hope it does. And it is a kick-ass proposal, but it's like, I have so much self-doubt that mm-hmm. like, I don't think that it meets expectations of everybody, which it does.
Right.
But you kind of just talk yourself into it. Like it could be better.
Yeah. Like you definitely like self-sabotage.
Yeah.
A lot because you're like, you're like, this was good and I'm proud of it, but I could see where it wouldn't meet expectations, mm-hmm. but everyone around you might not even be telling you that. Like if it meets their expectations, then you should really like, we should start to learn to like be taking that.
Yeah.
Rather than assuming like, oh, they're just saying that.
Or, yeah.
Like blah, blah, blah is thinking this, even though this person told me it was good. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we kind of just like look for places to justify knocking ourselves down.
Yeah.
Where I think there's a lot of opportunity where we could be building ourselves up. So,
yeah.
I think we
but it's also like, oh shit, what was I going to say? It'll come to me.
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, I read another thing that was kind of like teaching you how to cope with it, which I think the problem with imposter syndrome is we say we set a goal or we're going out for something or we want to do something. We keep talking ourselves out of it or setting unrealistic goals to like achieve it. And then we just move on and move on to the next thing. And we're not necessarily looking at, okay, because I didn't go after this, what, like, why didn't I? Mm-hmm. Like, what sort of core beliefs do you have about yourself? And what are those beliefs that are limiting you from going after what you want? And like, are you changing at all based on the results that you're getting? So like if you're like, a fear I have is people judging me, mm-hmm. but you continuously don't face that fear, you just keep backing out every time it presents itself, then you're never going to get over that fear, and it's yeah. never going to stop limiting you or popping in your mind every time it presents itself.
Yeah, I think you have to figure out what triggers mm-hmm. that's yeah. key, because like agree. I know for like social media, in a sense, if you're trying to do like daily vlogs and like you see other daily vlogs and their day is obviously different than yours, and you mm-hmm. compare like, oh well, my day wasn't like hers, so I'm not gonna post.
Yeah,
you
exactly
can't do that.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I feel like no matter what you're going after, mm-hmm. the universe presents it to you and puts it in front of your face as really successful and sprinkles in some failure stories too. So then it's planted in your head. This can go really well or it can go really bad. And the way the universe wins is if you're defaulting to one or the other. Mm-hmm. If you see a bunch of wins and you're like, that makes me hungry, like I can do this, I'm going out there, I have my own spin on things, I'm going to do this, then you win. The universe wins. They gain mm-hmm. another a success story. Mm-hmm. But if you're seeing it and you're like, well, there's the smallest chance that I'll fail, so I'm not even going to touch it.
You're never going to do it.
You're never going to do it.
You have to take a chance in your goals and your dreams, whether it could be a small or a big step. You're always going to be questioning or wondering, what if I did that?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think we just have to be better with being proud of ourselves and accepting ourselves. I think there's a lot of confusion out there especially with social media, between approval and love and worthiness. And I think we have created a society where we equate approval to love and worthiness, but they're not equal. The things you're love and worthy of, you don't have to have society's approval for.
Yeah.
So I think kind of like snapping yourself out of that mindset, like whatever I'm doing has to be approved by everybody seeing it. It doesn't.
No.
And if you keep thinking that, you're just, it's going to like hold you back from so many great things in life.
Yeah. And like, I'm the type of person who like, I want everybody to like me and I want to be a people pleaser, and I'm learning that you can't, not everyone's going to like you.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody. Ultimately, you need to put you above everybody else, because that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't get out of that cycle of not thinking you're good enough, it's just never, you're always going to think, well, I could be doing this better, comparing yourself to this person. Well, I don't look like that.
Yeah. I think too, like, and you've probably experienced this too, like if you're on a journey to like figure out who you are, if you have any inkling of self-doubt, if you're really truly working on yourself, that self-doubt is going to keep presenting itself.
Yeah.
And I've noticed in my life, like the people around me that doubt themselves also tend to have a little more of like a gloomier view on the world and the universe and opportunities, and tend to lean more on the pessimistic side. And I'm not saying I don't have self-doubt. I'm just saying that the people that it's very heavily evident in, that I've noticed that like they're just always doubting themselves, and you just like want to shake them and be like, you're like, I was going to drop an F-bomb and I pictured Tom yelling at me, but you're amazing. Like you just want to shake the person and be like, you're worth it. You're amazing. Like F what everybody else is saying.
Exactly.
But some people, like you can't push people to stop doubting themselves. It's something that they have to come to on the, their own. And we're all kind of dealing with that on our own. But.
And it comes like with confidence in yourself and like always having a positive mindset, a positive attitude, because then you're, when negative triggers come into your head, try and turn that around to something positive. Like, well, this didn't happen, but look at this. Look what that door opened up, you know?
Yeah.
And I think just changing your mindset to positive versus negative is going to be a complete difference in the way that you view yourself and think about yourself and what you can achieve and accomplish.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Retweet.
I also,
Just the freaking.
I did a little research.
Webster Dictionary over there.
But there was this one question that stuck with me, and it has a lot to do with social media. And it said that this is a question you should ask yourself if you're trying to cope with imposter syndrome.
Okay.
And it says,
hit me.
Must I be perfect for others to approve of me? And I think that as a society with cancel culture and everything, we have pruned ourselves to thinking we must be perfect. We have to be perfect in everything about us and everything we do. We can't be human. You can't make any mistakes.
No.
We've really conditioned ourselves to think that way in order to be like, in order to accept love and support from other people. And that's not the case. So if you feel like you're suffering from imposter syndrome and you ask yourself that, then you need to like come to the realization that it's just not true. Like you are loved and supported by the right people.
Can you say it again? Louder for the people in the back. Yeah.
Must I be perfect for others to approve of me? And I think the day that you ask yourself that question and you say no,
mm-hmm.
is the day you've realized you've reached another level of self-growth.
Yeah. No one's perfect. Mm-mm. And what I really enjoy seeing, I know everyone talks about her, Alex Earl.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what made her so successful is she is just true to her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care what anyone thinks.
Nope.
She'll be frank and like, yeah, I went out. I blacked out last night. Mm-hmm. Like,
she posted like a whole thing of her room, and her room looks like a complete disaster. And she's like, she had no care in the world. There's like eyelashes stuck on yeah. the side of her dresser. She just didn't care.
And the way she opened up about her acne
mm-hmm.
and like taking the filter off and you can see it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't really, when you compare yourself, look, evaluate who you're comparing yourself mm-hmm. to. You know what I mean? Because you could not yeah. be seeing all of it. There could be a filter. There could be something that's hiding it.
Yeah. I think it's, you bring up an interesting point, because I think it's not, we've conditioned ourselves to think that we have to be this perfect front-facing thing to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what actually bonds us and connects us to our people is bonding over the imperfections.
Yeah, exactly.
So I love Alex Earl. Like, mm-hmm. she's beautiful and she's hilarious and she's yeah. authentic. And I was telling Tom the other day, I was like, you know, she also has like a good voice. Like, she has a voice to be doing this. Like,
yeah.
there's some points I feel like I sound like a man. And I'm like, I don't think I have like...
You don't like, sound like a man.
I used to be really self-conscious about that growing up. Like, I just think my voice is a little on the deeper side, but everyone tells me no. But thank God.
Yeah, like when you scream, do you like, ah, or do you like have like a girly scream? I scream like a man.
So you did. You do. I've scared Jenna so many times. Just popping out of like corners of her house. But I feel like I like, ah, like that. Like, I don't think it's like a shriek. It's definitely not a shriek.
No.
But I don't know. I haven't been scared in a while.
Now
I was scared the other day and I like went like, ah! Like, like I karate chopped the air, but that was it.
Sometimes I'll like, so my apartment, like the hallways are like, it's not like a breezeway.
Yeah.
It's like enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's super quiet. And then like, sometimes like, I'll be like walking around the corner. I don't hear anybody. Mm-hmm. And they're just right there. I'm like, huh, sorry. I like apologize because they just scared the fuck out of me because I'm just on edge.
Oh my all the God. Time. Oh, I know the sound you're talking about. That's why it's so funny. Yeah, it's that, like you just got gut punched.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but, I think I just make like a grunt when I'm scared like that. Like I'm like, like. I don't even know what we were talking about to get there, but.
I came up with a few things of like how to stop comparing yourself. And I've had mm-hmm. to do this before. One, you don't, I can't even read my freaking typing. You don't need to have it all figured out. And I think we already covered that.
Yeah.
It's okay to show your, I don't want to say cluelessness, but like, you're growing and learning, and I think it's okay to show that.
Yeah.
Be true to who you are. Mm-hmm. Don't fall into the trap of you see somebody doesn't like this, but you actually like it. Don't say you don't like it. Say, yeah, I fucking like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I do that all the time now. Like, someone will just, like, completely be bashing this one thing, and I'll be like, oh, I do that, and I'll just move on. Like, I won't even entertain the conversation. Like, they'll be like, oh, I fucking hate Aerie. I don't shop there and like blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I just bought underwear. Love it. Boop, boop, boop. Just drink my water. Like, I just move on with my life.
You can't feed into it because, like, it's just not good.
That's what they want.
What, off on another tangent, but back to the, like, the negative doubt, negative self-talk. Whenever, like, you're gossiping and just being negative,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. like, someone pissed you off and now you're in a bad mood and your day just, like, goes to shit, quote unquote.
Yes.
Your vibration lowers when you are gossiping, being negative, negative self-talk, doubting, like, anything that is a thumbs down, basically. Yeah. And when people are always like, my life is horrible, my life's going to shit, my day is horrible, you know, it's yeah. because they're constantly feeding off that negative energy, which is just making their vibration even lower.
You're, like, more prone to getting, yeah, like, yes. there's, you're going to attract all yes. those things that you're on the same level as.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be, like, you stub your toe and you're like, oh, well, that's great. And you well, move on. Great. Like, you could be pissed off that yeah. you stubbed your toe. It's, we're not saying that. It's like, bring yourself down to be like, okay, yeah. Say you get a thing back from work and they're like, this needs a little work here, here, and here. Don't take that to heart. Just be like, no. okay, like, that's feedback.
Yeah.
Move
Use
on
it in
from
a
it.
Positive way.
And even if, like, the person gives feedback that hurts your feelings, divert your attention to something else positive. Like, it's really sunny out today. Maybe I'll go for a walk. Like,
yeah. Immediately find, shift it.
Yeah.
If
like,
you can.
Find sort of, like, little things to start being optimistic about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great way to, like, train
yeah.
your, like, oh, it's, there's a blizzard out or it's snowing. Okay. Well, I work from home, so it's good that I don't have to travel. Like, put positive spins on littler things. And I think that'll help you become a more mm-hmm. positive person.
Yeah.
Negate the negative self-talk.
And it also helps with manifestation, law of attraction. When your vibration is higher, mm-hmm. you are going to be more, quote, attractive to the things that you want mm-hmm. in your life.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%. I feel like looking back, I found all these, like, little journal notes of things I was manifesting. And I was like, check, 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 check. Mm-hmm. Like, those things happened without me even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, all goes back to, like, I'm really not as much of an anxious person. Like, I don't really get stressed out about stuff that's out of my control, because that is something that used to hold me back. Like, I would be, like, mm-hmm. freaking out over something, and my dad would be like, you have no control over it. So what the heck are you wasting your energy?
Yeah.
But also, when I was in that mindset, like, good things were not coming to me. Like, when mm-hmm. I was stressing out 24/7 about stuff that I couldn't change, I couldn't help, I was just like, my life sucks, this sucks. I was just so negative.
Mm-hmm.
It was a consistent cycle. It just kept being negative.
Yeah.
You got to bring yourself out of it.
Yeah. It's like this weekend or this past weekend when my mom was here,
mm-hmm.
I get very overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And, like, I like my space clean and, like, ship shape, you know? Mm-hmm. And I live in a studio apartment. I have two cats. And my mom has three dogs. And
wait, did she bring the dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And, like, obviously, I don't see my mom all the time. So when she's here, I'm not going to make her get a hotel room.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My house is her house. So I had to give myself a pep talk
mm-hmm.
before she came that, like, it's okay if your apartment gets messy. It doesn't need to be ship shape. And having that talk to myself, I was able to really, really, really enjoy
mm-hmm.
the weekend and spending time with her, not getting mad that Oliver peed on my carpet.
Yeah.
Which he did, but I got upset, but then yeah. I, like,
reeled it back in.
And I think you have to do that.
Yeah.
If you are in certain situations where things are going to stress you out, try mm-hmm. and talk yourself through it or come up with a game plan and like.
Yeah, I think it's gonna you bring okay. up a really good point because I feel like if you know your triggers and you take the time to yourself to just like reiterate like, but it's okay if that happens. Like when we were hosting Thanksgiving, I don't like people touching my stuff either. So before Thanksgiving, I was washing my face and I was like, you know, if people shift things around, it's okay. Like you can move it all back when people leave. Like mm-hmm. it's nothing to get your panties in a bunch over. And because I did that, people were moving chairs left and right, moving this and that. And I wasn't even worried about it because mm-hmm. I had already like preemptively calmed myself down by saying yeah. like, that's okay. It's okay. Like everyone will be gone this day and you can spend the whole day cleaning and doing whatever you want, but don't let it ruin the present moment.
Right. You can't.
No.
All right. Last two tips. Mm-hmm. Unfollow people that you think are cramping your motivation or you're comparing yourself way too much and everything that goes under that jar, whatever.
That is such a big one. That's the first thing I did. Like, I know we talked about this in our first or second episode ever of the podcast, but like when I was like, in a really dark place and you had come over to my house and like the next day I woke up and I unfollowed everybody that was, I deleted my Twitter account. Like I unfollowed and cleaned that shit out mm-hmm. so quickly because it was contributing to a lot of my problems.
Yeah. And like, you don't realize it in the moment that it does, mm-hmm. but and when you look back at it, it's like a really big thing.
Yeah. And I think like also just looking for, again, kind of like sifting through and finding your people. Like the internet's a big part of our lives. It's mm-hmm. not going anywhere. So really finding like fine tuning the people that are contributing to your negative self-talk, mm-hmm. but also the people that are contributing to the positive self-talk.
Yeah.
If I see someone post a picture and they have cellulite, like I'm liking that shit because we're all going to get there at some point and like just right. want it. Stretch marks. Like who the F cares? But if there's someone exactly. that's like a really big fitness guru and it makes you feel self-conscious about yourself, unfollow them.
Yeah. And the last one I have is follow people who boost your creativity. Mm-hmm. And I guess I should have, I guess this goes with this one and the last one. I was listening to a podcast and the creator, I think it's, is it Half-Baked Harvest? Mm-hmm. It's like the food person.
Yes.
And I found it very interesting because she doesn't follow any food bloggers, influence, like she doesn't follow anybody like that mm-hmm. because she doesn't want to compare herself to what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that's helps her stay true to who she is. And I thought that was really interesting because she's such a big food blogger.
Whatever. Yeah. That is interesting because you'd think like some people might look to that for inspiration, but if she like is aware enough to know that it would be a comparison game yeah. for her, then that's sort of empowering that she just right. like doesn't even contribute to that.
Right.
It's like I don't really follow a lot of celebrities. Like I try my best not to. There's like a couple key people. I'm sure mm-hmm. if you're gonna go like stalk my Instagram, I'm sure there's people that I follow that I just don't see anymore and don't know that I follow them.
Yeah.
But I try to limit that because A, I'm like, I was finding myself comparing myself to them all the time. Like mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, they have perfect skin. They have the perfect life. Like it just was a very negative area for me. And I was like, but I also knew it wasn't completely realistic to be comparing myself yeah. to them. So I just removed a lot of, like, I don't follow anyone from the Kardashian family. I don't. I think like the only person coming to mind is like Zooey Deschanel. I follow her because I love her. And like Zendaya, like I love her, and Rihanna mm-hmm. and like people like that that I also feel like kind of have the same umph and like being proud of who you are as a woman. Like,
yeah,
I follow a lot of those type of celebrities, but mm-hmm. the people that I compare myself too much to, like, yeah. I've unfollowed them quickly.
A lot of the fake people.
Yeah. Or like people who you just always feel like every time they're posting, they're selling something to you.
Yeah.
So
that's not the way to go.
No, just like you said, follow people who are going to contribute to your creativity, not minimize it.
Or, yeah. That's key.
Yeah.
That is very key.
Yeah. I feel like I had something else to say and it is completely gone.
Yeah, that happened.
But I mean, imposter syndrome, you probably suffer from it in some way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. but it's just learning how.
Yeah, to handle the triggers.
And be proud of yourself. Like, allow yourself to be proud of yourself. You're not a fraud if you get a promotion. And even if you think like, oh, my coworker's 45 years old and they're not promoted, like, why am I promoted? You got to stop doing that. Be proud of yourself. Obviously, you did something to get yourself there, and they didn't. Exactly. So keep on keeping on.
Yeah. And recognize those triggers and try and figure out how to negate that.
Like, try. Like, yeah. Like, try to.
Yeah.
Figure out how to bring yourself back down to earth from.
Yes.
The negative things.
Wee woo, wee woo. Back to earth. Back to earth. Yeah, I was trying to do not a fucking police.
Wee woo. Wee woo. Wee woo. Wee woo.
Oh, it's been a long week.
It has. So, on that note,
wee woo, wee woo.
I think this is a perfect little nugget of an episode for you to mm-hmm. carry into your weekend and
yeah. journal about it, you know?
Yeah, you're going you to accomplish great things in 2023, and getting over imposter syndrome is the first little hump you got to get over.
Facts.
And we'll get there, and I can't wait to see what everyone accomplishes.
Tag us, you know the drill.
Tag us. Buy merch if you want it. It's in our link tree on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Enjoy your weekend and have a great week. And
yes.
We'll see you on Friday, next Friday.
Yeah.